At KBGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for this Friday, the 25th day of June, the Plymouth City Council has adopted the city's budget for the 2021-2022 fiscal year, which begins at the end of the month. The budget, which passed unanimously, shows that the city's general funds will receive $1.2 million from various sources, an increase of 20% over last year. Top revenue producers include $320,000 in property taxes, $255,000 in state and federal grants, and $200,000 in sales tax. The city will spend about $600,000 on salary and benefits on its employees. The city has 15 employees working the equivalent of 11 and a half full-time positions. The city's water fund will take in about $750,000 and run a small surplus, while the sewer fund will raise close to $600,000 and run a small deficit. The council also last night discussed the audit for the 2019-2020 fiscal year and a proposed social media policy for the city.
And an early morning at Calaveras traffic stop turned up bogus bills and a felon in possession of several firearms. According to the Calaveras Sheriff Office, Thursday morning, just before 1, a Calaveras Sheriff deputy conducted a traffic stop for a moving violation near the Chevron in Valley Springs. A record check of the driver, identified as Michael Rios of Tracy, revealed a misdemeanor bench warrant for violation of a court order, bail set at $30,000. Rios was arrested for the outstanding warrant, and drug paraphernalia was found on him during the search. Additionally, several firearms, various ammunition, and several counterfeit bills located during the search. Rios booked into the Calaveras County Jail on various charges, including possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, and possessing counterfeit money. He was also charged for being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition.
A Modesto man was charged with burglary Wednesday in a federal court indictment, alleging he broke into a U.S. post office last year. According to the California Eastern District U.S. Attorney's Office, court documents allege that Thomas Patrick Day broke into the Wallace Post Office on July 2nd of 2020. Day faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted on the charge. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not release information about further court appearances for Day. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service has been the lead agency in this case.
Well, a San Andreas man involved in a fatal crash on 49 has been identified. CHP reports the deceased 61-year-old Robert Marshall Dragomanovich. The collision happened Monday morning when his pickup traveled onto the shoulder of the south lane and hit a dirt embankment. The force of the impact caused the truck to flip over and land on its roof. It remains unclear what caused the truck to go off the road. Dragomanovich was taken by ambulance to Mark Twain Medical Center, but died a short time later from major injury.
And it's now official. The efforts to recall Governor Newsom have cleared the final hurdle. Over 1.7 million valid signatures were submitted to election officials to recall Newsom, and the 30-day window allowing people to remove their names have now passed. The California Secretary of State's office reports that only 43 people statewide chose to have their names removed from the petition. That leaves well over the 1.5 million signatures needed to trigger a recall election. The lieutenant governor will now be tasked with setting a date for the recall, likely sometime in the fall. There have been 54 attempts to recall a California governor since 1911, but this is only the second time that a recall effort will make it all the way to the ballot. The only other time was in 2003 when Arnold Schwarzenegger replaced Governor Gray Davis. A State Department of Finance report says the cost to put on a statewide recall election will be somewhere in the $215 million range. The winner of the recall election, whether it be Newsom or someone else, will have a quick turnaround period before they need to run for re-election. The governor's seat will be up again on the ballot in 2022.
And the Calaveras High School football team has a home again. After months of uncertainty, Calaveras High School's Frank Meyer Field has new artificial turf. Nearly 11 months ago, the turf deemed condemned after not passing a GMAX test, which is a surface hardness impact test. The harder the field, the more likely it is a player will suffer an injury, most notably concussions. The field passed the test in 2019, but not before the 2020 football season. Because of that failed test, neither games nor practice could take place till the turf was replaced. After Measure H did not get the 55% voter approval needed to pass while on the November ballot, Calaveras had to find other ways to pay for the replacement field. In April, the project was approved by the school board. Construction began in May. Calaveras will play its first football game on the new turf August 20th against McNair.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.